Hello.
Welcome Love to the Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the collective. This is Magenta Asher. I'm kind of running solo tonight. I had planned for Chucky to come on as well, since he was there at the investigation and part of the team, but unfortunately he couldn't make it. So it's just me. I do apologize. I haven't been hosting many podcast shows. We've kind of been trying to balance out our team and trying to get that going. So I've been really focused in on getting my team together, getting us coordinated and through the madness of a brand new team. So I do apologize to anybody who liked my shows and liked to listen. I'm currently running solo tonight, so if anybody wants to call in, we can kind of keep the guest call-in number. It's 516 area code 387-1909. Call in, you can tell me ghost stories, you can talk about anything. Pretty open to it. While we're, the reason I was going to do this podcast tonight is to kind of go over our evidence that we did get. We got some good evidence. A lot of it was personal experiences. Of course, granted, I did put a link into the information to our YouTube channel with our first video that we made. I really had a good time. There was some, of course, when you have a team that's new, the first night was kind of chaotic. And I definitely want to go back to Orange Grove Cemetery because I do think there's something there that needs to be further investigated. It's actually located in Orange Grove, Texas. It's a very teeny tiny town in the southern point or tip of Texas, close to Corpus Christi. So the legend of the actual cemetery, one of the ladies in our group, her name's Laveda, she was raised in Orange Grove, and actually she lived pretty much across from the cemetery, and she had experienced things throughout her life there. She had friends would go. The cemetery is broken up into two areas. The first area is pretty new, recent. They keep it up with the lawn, and actually people have been buried there just recently. When we went out, there was at least three new graves. And then the older part that's forgotten is right beside it. And the grass has been, not taken care of. It's very dilapidated. And I guess that part of the cemetery used to be for the Spanish slaves that actually worked Orange Grove and the plantation there. So very interesting. You definitely almost instantly get a feeling from the older cemetery. It just calls out to you that there's something there. The one thing that we thought was really weird, now this is off of a dirt road in like the middle of nowhere. And we had an EMF reading that was perpetually high throughout both cemeteries, which I think is very interesting since there's no power lines. Unless there's some kind of electrical current underneath, how do you explain that? It's very interesting. So our readings were pretty high. The first thing we did when we got there was did a sweep, an EMF sweep of the place, just to kind of get a base reading. We were having interesting difficulties with our batteries, like almost right off. Cameras were turning off. Batteries that were brand new out of a package were draining. So we were having a lot of issues trying to even maintain our equipment so we can actually record anything. So a lot of the recordings at the first 30-40 minutes of our investigation was all messed up. because we would think we'd be recording, and for 15 minutes, we hadn't been. Things of that sort were coming up. Jason and Laveda. Oh, we actually have someone calling in.
Hey, it's Richard.
Hey, Richard. You saved me.
I thought I'd call in.
Awesome.
Well, I thought I'd call in and see, you know, check in and see how the talk about the investigation was going.
Yeah, good. You're saving me because I'm eating chocolate ice cream right now and trying to talk about the investigation. But what I was telling him was, and Richard's a part of the team. Unfortunately, he didn't get to be able to go to the first meeting, the first investigation. But he kind of knows, obviously, because we've all talked about it, what actually went on. I was kind of telling the audience about as soon as we got there, we were having issues with batteries. It was like batteries were draining, cameras were turning off, and we also had a very high EVP reading that it's just weird because it's out in the middle of nowhere for that to be such a high EVP rating. But
yeah, I remember before you guys went out that you guys said you had charged and checked all the batteries too. So when you told me that, I found that kind of odd myself.
Well, it was doing weird shit. Like, I would have the camera and I'd press record. And so we would start recording, and then I'd look down, and my camera would totally shut off. So I'd be like, hold up, my camera shut off. I would have to turn it back on, and then it would say the battery's drained. So I'm like, crap. So we would go back to the car, get new batteries, put them in, and then 30 minutes later, it'd be the same thing with, like, Jason's camera or something. It was just really weird. I know you're a skeptic for a lot of this. So, I don't know how you would explain your brand new batteries doing all that kind of crazy shit. It was crazy.
See, and those are the type of things that, you know, you definitely can't necessarily explain, but it's one of those things I'd be interested in going back to the site just to, you know, be able to be out there and kind of see that, you know, kind of get some of that scientific evidence out there. So
I definitely think we should go back. That's because, you know, every time you go, you're probably going to experience something a little different. Or you might have one time where you go and you experience nothing. It's just, you know, definitely going back to places is good because you can rule out some things and you can also kind of confirm some things too. So I definitely am up for us going back. And this time, we're not going to run away when we hear something, hopefully.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, like I'm going to hold it to you to be like stopping everyone and telling people to calm down and not be running away because that was ridiculous of all of us to run away.
Well, you know, I definitely would, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, our first, I guess, the you know, your response is to, you know, flee from a situation where you're scared. But we got to conquer that fear a little bit.
Well, and that's where skeptics come in good, because the skeptics are going to be like, what are we running from?
Yeah. I mean, it was all of us heard the laugh. And the funny thing was, is we were, just to paint the picture for everyone that's listening in, we went into the older part of the cemetery about an hour and a half into our investigation, and we already had Lavada and Jason telling us bad shit has happened there. Apparently a grave actually was burned, and kids were, you know, fucking around and doing, you know, satanic shit. So we already kind of mentally went in thinking stuff, you know, bad stuff. So we go in. I'm with Richard and Chucky. No, not Richard. Robert and Chucky.
and we're talking, you know, listening, and all of a sudden we hear this, like literally sounded like a Wicked Witch of the West, like one of those Chuck, it actually, all of us like gasped and like turned to Levada because it was towards her, like in her area. She was a little bit by the entrance with Jason. And my first response was like, why did she laugh like that? Like, come on, you're fucking with our entire program, you know? But as soon as she was like, that was bad, she was out. And so was Jason. Then before I could like grab my pants, because my pants were falling off, Chucky and Robert were running. So everyone just ran out instead of staying. So that is definitely something that we're not going to do next time.
Yeah, I think my question would be, what type of area was the cemetery in? Was it secluded, or is it more by housing or something? Like, I didn't, obviously, because I didn't get to go on the investigation, I'm not entirely sure what the setup was.
It was pretty secluded. It was a dirt road.
Yeah.
I think there was one house, and that was about half a mile away. That's one thing we checked. Like, I mean, it was pitch black out there. Like, you could see all the stars. It was very beautiful. But when we walked the perimeter, or Chucky did with Robert, because I just wanted to see, you know, if there was houses or anything that would contaminate. And they were like, you know, we're good. There ain't nothing. It's a dirt road. So I don't know where that laugh came from. Unless there was, you know, someone decided, hey, we're going to sneak around. But, you know, we would have heard someone walking. You know what I mean? And we didn't hear anything like that. So it was very interesting. To say the least.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, and I would definitely want to go back because, you know, Chucky was kind of, you know, he likes to instigate. And so before the laugh, he was like saying, you know, I forgot exactly what he was saying, but he was instigating. So I think the laugh had to do with, if it was a spirit, if we're going to put it in that category, it was probably in response to Chucky, because Chucky was mad on talking some shit. So, yeah, it was very interesting. So, and we got it on. Yeah, I mean, we definitely got it on more than one recorder. Like, we got it on my audio, Jason and Levada's, and both video. So, I mean, you can hear it in all three. So it was very interesting.
Huh.
I wish you, like you or Corey were there because there was not, of course, there was not a true, like, diehard skeptic to be
there,
like.
There were a lot of true believers.
Oh, yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No. I mean, I was like, you know, I thought it was like Levada or Jason had made that laugh because it sounded so like right near us. It was freaky.
Yeah.
So, I mean, other than that, they did take pictures and stuff. We didn't get really much evidence I could confirm because of Robert and Jason were both, Jason was vaping and Robert was smoking, so that kind of contaminated the air. So the things that were supposed to be orbs or whatever kind of looked just like dust. So I just didn't include that because I don't want people saying, well, you know, how do you know? You know, so it wasn't
very
like
true.
There was a pinpoint of a orb that kind of looked different or anything. But, yeah, I definitely want us to go back out there and this time maybe break up in teams and actually stay longer than 5 minutes in the older cemetery. You know, I know it's scary, and you know, Jason and LaVeda used to live there, you know, and her dad's buried there.
Yeah.
In that cemetery. So I understand there being some emotional connection that she might not want to actually, you know, because she said she's experienced stuff there. So
yeah,
it might be up to us to actually go into the older part and see. Because I really wanted to see there's supposedly a tomb that was, like, burnt, and there's, like, pentagrams and stuff all sprayed on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would definitely be something that even I as a skeptic would think that if there is there, then that might be provoking it, you know?
Yeah, so. Most definitely, because... And especially when kids and stuff are messing with darker stuff, you know, scientifically we can prove that there's energy in almost basically everything. So when you're focused on doing something negative, from a scientific standpoint, there's going to be a negative energy in that area.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was also kind of scary because there was a whole bunch of coyotes circling us. And they were, like, close. They were howling, and they were close. So that was kind of cool. I was like, hope someone brought a knife or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was very interesting. And we learned a lot how to, you know, we're going to break up in teams next time, and hopefully people won't smoke and things like that. So...
Yeah.
Next round, you know, we'll improve every time we go out. It's just, you know, I know we had one guy on our YouTube channel that was pretty much criticizing us, but we're new, so everyone give us a chance to get this going.
Yeah. Oh, we definitely, I think we definitely should add it back to the list later on and go reinvestigate it. Get a better investigation out of it. Sounds
yes,
like
and have our
schedule
there.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about our upcoming December one, too.
Yes, I am as well. Both locations sound really good. Again, being a skeptic, I want to go scout them ahead of time. Not really investigate them, but just scout them.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, I was going to go out or actually see when you're available. I know you're starting a new job and everything. I definitely want to go scouting with you during the day. And it's nothing, you know, I don't care about the investigation part, but I just want to make sure they're good places. You know, we definitely, and just to let everyone know, December we're going to do a two-parter. We're going to do a hangar here in Corpus Christi that's supposed to be haunted by a guy who hung himself. They tore down the hangar, but there's numerous people who say it's still pretty creepy out there, and where the hangar is still haunted. So hopefully we're going to go to that one, and then we're also going to do Highway or County Road 666 here close to Corpus. Apparently there's some a couple of ghost hunters who went out there who were just driving down the road and captured an EVP of a little girl. And there's also weird things on that street, like on the GPS, the Google, like out in the middle of nowhere, it'll say like Satan's house. So it's just weird, creepy. And I just want to see if, you know, these little urban legends about this road, if there's anything true to it. So...
Yeah, I'm actually very curious about the hangar myself.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm still doing some investigation to see if I can legitimize the story about the guy. I've been, you know, scouting some newspapers and see if there's anything that would, you know, make that a legit story.
Yeah.
So... we're still doing research, and it's going to be a good investigation. And, of course, when we're done with it, hopefully we'll have a lot of evidence or things of that sort of we can come on here and actually talk about. So that's going to be
definitely
pretty awesome, too. Let me give out our phone number to call in if anybody wants to call in and talk to me and Richard. It's 516-387-1909. We're going to be on for another 8 minutes or so definitely give us a call in. Even if you have a question or anything, I'm pretty much up for any kind of conversation right now. That sounded a little dirty. I'm sorry.
Wrong type of conversation right now, I do believe, but we need a whole different podcast for that.
Yeah, well, not really. I get kind of silly on this one, so we've had weird conversations, especially when we talked about ghost sex, because apparently that's a thing. So
apparently it is. I mean, I don't know if you saw Ghostbusters, but yeah, he got raped. I mean, like,
who got raped?
Ghostbusters. There was the first Ghostbusters. You didn't see that
really
part where
I saw that when I was
like,
young.
Yeah.
Who got raped?
Yeah, apparently some ghost.
I mean, if I was a ghost, I would touch people. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
He'd have to be a sexy ghost, though. None of these, decrepit, like, you know. If he looked like, I don't know, Tom Hiddleston, and he wanted to touch me, that's good. Probably giving a invite to any ghost to touch me is kind of probably a bad thing. But
yeah, probably
whatever.
Not the brightest thing, but, you know.
I'm all for it. I'm down. It's not cheating if it's a ghost, okay?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure how those laws work.
Because, I mean, if the person's dead and not really, you know, visible, then it can be cheating.
I mean, yeah.
Because I'm just saying.
If you can have the you know, different zip code rule, then you must be able to have the different realm rule as well, you know. So,
like,
if they're residing in the realm of the non-living, then, you know, then, yeah, okay, I guess that works.
When we did the podcast about ghost sex, I kind of went over this lady over in the UK who claims, like, her boyfriend is, of course, a ghost. And they have, like, an actual, you know, qualified relationship together. And she believes her kids are from him, too. But her kids are black. And her ghost boyfriend's white. So she doesn't know exactly how that happened. But it did. And, yeah, it's like a true story or something.
Are we trying to, like, talk the area of immaculate conception type thing, or what are we doing?
I suppose. I mean, I'm sure she thinks that's what happened, but we all know what really happened. And you know, whatever. It's kind of like one of those chicks. Sorry, what?
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it's kind of like when those ladies, you know, get pregnant when their husbands are, you know, overseas, deployed.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm pregnant. How'd that happen?
I think gone for 6 months. You're only 3 months along. You want to explain this to me? It's a ghost, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a ghost. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's still your baby, though.
Could be another explanation, though. Well, she's from what, Europe, you said?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere
Maybe she was drinking absinthe. I mean, it's possible because, I mean, Van Gogh did cut his ear off on that stuff. Maybe the wormwood got to her.
I don't know. The picture I saw of her, looks like she's probably doing something a little more hardcore, meth. Probably.
Oh, wow.
Lots of meth. I mean, she had, like, one tooth. So.
Oh, wow.
I know Europeans don't really have a lot of good health care. So, I mean, I can't judge, but it looks like she was on that.
I don't know. Certain European countries have great health care. Of course, they pay a lot more in taxes.
Sure.
Germany's one of them.
Huh.
They get free education and free health care, yet they pay more taxes than we do.
Kind of a... I'd be okay with that. Paying more taxes, does that mean, like, people got...
If it's free health care...
Education.
Exactly. Yeah. Except, you know, in this country, we would just, you know, raise the taxes and end up with nothing still. So.
It's true. This world and our problems, especially the United States. That's a whole different kind of ball of conversation that if we got into... people would call in and threaten to kill us. So
possibly
on our lives. But we got like 2 minutes left. So I kind of want to like recap. Definitely we'll be tuning in more. I'll be having the podcast more often. It'll kind of coincide with our YouTube channel. So once we do an investigation, we gather our evidence, make a video. Then we'll probably, I'll try to drag some of my group here so that way we can kind of go over evidence with everyone. So that's kind of our new thing. Also, I plan to have a couple new guests, special guests come on in the next couple months. One person wants to do a thing about meditation and healing, and I have my neighbor who is a life coach. So I'm definitely going to have her on and kind of talk about how to overcome obstacles and things like that. So that's some of the things that are for everyone. But Richard, I do appreciate you, you know, calling in and keeping me company. Cause I was like, how am I going to do 30 minute show all by myself? Yeah.
Not a problem. My pleasure. And, you know, maybe if I get lucky, I can, talk one of my more, I've got a friend who's a little more high profile, but still really cool, that maybe I can get him to come on and do a guest thing. The voice of Hajin Boo, Josh Martin.
Awesome.
Might
That'd be awesome.
Might be able to talk to him.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Oh, and definitely...
Yeah.
You know, if we had something we're going to try to do is we're also, there's a horror fest coming to Corpus.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll be there and maybe we can do a live podcast show from the actual event. So that's something else that we're trying to get in the works. But
trying to work on that for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. So everyone that's listening, we appreciate you listening in. Definitely share our like, share, and we are going to be out of time for this show, but thank you guys for tuning in, and we should be back, not next Saturday, but the Saturday after that, I'm planning a show, so everyone stay safe, and Richard, thank you for calling in, and have a good night.
It was my pleasure. Have a great night.
All right.